We are now joined by the Giants president of baseball operations, Farhan Zaidi. I sincerely hope I am pronouncing that name correctly. Thanks so much for joining us, Farhan. And I'm just going to start with a thing that I know you may not be able to give us too much on, but obviously there's been a lot of reporting about Madison Bumgarner offers being listened to. There have actually been conflicting reports on this the last couple days, so I'll just ask you directly. Have you had conversations about trading Madison Bumgarner, and do you expect him to be in a Giant uniform come spring training in February?
Yeah, you know, I have to give the national reporter who reported that some credit. I think he just floated a trial balloon out there and wanted to see if anyone would contradict him or if he was breaking news. because the reality is, you know, we are, you know, really laying some groundwork with teams in terms of conversations, figuring out needs, figuring out interest levels. And, you know, nothing's far along, you know, really on any front. I expect that's going to pick up, over the next week or so going into the winter meetings. So the message that we've put out there is, you know, we're in a stage of potential transition. We definitely want to be competitive, but we also recognize we're going to have to be open to creative ideas and basically be open to anything and everything. So, if that message is being taken about a specific player, I guess there's nothing we can do about that. But that's been our kind of overarching philosophy in these trade discussions so far.
How challenging is it for you to come into the situation knowing there are so many fan favorites, yet some of these players may end up being moved? Are you finding it challenging to strike that balance between potentially keeping favorite players and also trying to jumpstart some sort of a rebuild?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And frankly, it's something that front offices deal with all the time. And, you know, that's what we're, paid to do, is make some of these difficult trade-offs and, you know, make even the unpopular decision when we really feel like it's the right one. So, that's always something that you have to navigate. But at the end of the day, you talk about fan favorites, and, you know, they're fan favorites because they've helped this team win championships and win games. And that's ultimately what fans want to see, is a winning product. And as we try to figure out how to get from, you know, a 73 win season where we were last year to being more competitive, to getting back over 500, to making a playoff push, there might have to be some changes in the personnel to make that happen.
No question. You're going to be charged with trying to make the Giants great again. And you understand it's a very delicate situation. How do you do it in a way where the players, I played, 16 years in the NFL, and understanding some good things must come to an end, but how do you do it with the class and understand, hey, this must happen if we're going to get to where we need to get?
Yeah, I think you just communicate and you treat guys with respect. So, you know, I've tried to reach out to players and just, let them know that I respect what they've accomplished. You know, I've tried to get input from different players on what's happened here last year and what they think needs to happen going forward. But you also try to be honest and say, you know, we don't know, you know, what next year's team is going to look like. There could potentially be some changes.
Sure.
You know, what I found is just don't make, you know, promises you can't keep. And people will always respect honesty, even if they don't like the ultimate outcome. So that's kind of the way I try to do things. And, again, when you start talking to players and creating those relationships, there's almost a temptation to kind of curry favor with them and maybe overpromise on certain things. But you really have to check yourself because, you know, over the long run, what's going to happen, be important for you and your relationship with those players is your credibility. And so you don't want to say things that you're going to have to go back on later.
Our guest is Farhan Zaidi, president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. And I know one of the things you said at your opening press conference is that you had a lot of work to do just getting to know the organization that you're now in charge of. And I imagine you've had a lot of time to do some self-scouting over the last, I guess, month or so. I'm curious, are there young guys that we maybe haven't heard about that you got particularly excited about as you went through that process? And sort of how is the self-scout going, if that makes sense?
Yeah, you know, what I am most enthusiastic about, you know, in terms of the pipeline that, you know, we're going to see graduate to the major leagues over the next year or two, other than, you know, Joey Bart, the catcher that I think everybody sees as, a big part of this team going forward, and Ramos, you know, the center fielder who, you know, is maybe a little bit further away but really has the star upside. There's a really good pitching pipeline, you know, coming up through the minor leagues. There's a couple of relievers in Melvin Adon, who just got added to the 40-man, and Camilo Doval, who, you know, have really, really high-octane stuff, and I think are going to be pitching at the end of games for us, you know, in the next year or two. And you add that to, you know, what I think is one of the best bullpens in baseball with some of the guys that we have. And, you know, the depth of the bullpen really, I think, is the strength of the team at the major league level. So you've got a really good bullpen at the major league level, and then you've got some guys coming who I think are only going to add to that. And, you know, the way the modern game is being played, the ability to shorten the game is going to be a huge advantage.
How difficult is it to try to assess what you have when you come in November, December? There's no games being played. Do you lean on Brian Sabian and Dick Tidrow and some of the veterans in the front office to maybe bring you up to speed on exactly what you have prospect-wise?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say thank God there aren't games being played right now. I feel like I'm even falling further behind. You know, we press pause on the games for a bit, and you can play a little bit of catch-up. And I do have, you know, a little bit of an advantage, you know, even coming into a new situation of having been in the NL West the last few years and knowing this club pretty well from, you know, a competitor standpoint. But certainly the institutional knowledge that, you know, Brian and Dick and some of the other guys in the front office have, as well as getting to talk to the players, getting to talk to Boach, all that stuff is just going to accelerate the process of familiarizing myself with the organization.
Hey, what is the balance? I chuckle because you know how Bolchy is skipper. You know, you hand him a card, you look at it, and like, okay, sometimes skippers have a different feel. You take the Dodgers last year, you think about doing the regular season, okay, against lefties, you don't have the big hitters in there. And then when do you have that balance? And then in the playoffs, the first two games, the home run hitters aren't in, and you see what happens. How do you put that balance together for you can have success?
Yeah, I mean, you know, platooning is something that, you know, in my personal experience, both with the Dodgers and the A's, were a big part of our roster construction. And, you know, there was a lot of rhetoric around this in the World Series for sure. But when you look at the left-handed hitters that were not playing in those first couple games in the World Series, they hit 90% of their homers against right-handed pitching. So, you know, at the end of the day, especially in a situation like this where we're going to have to boost our offensive production, I think that's a big part of the goal.
Sure.
This offseason going into next year. You know, one of the ways to do it is, I mean, look at the left-handed hitters on your team and how do they do against left-handed pitching. And, you know, a lot of times you'll have a guy who's a 280 hitter overall, but he's hitting, you know, 200 or 210 or, you know, he's under the Mendoza line against left-handed pitching and not doing any damage. So, you know, one exercise I, you know, sometimes engage in with managers over the years is, you know, they kind of put their lineup together and then you just hand them, you know, the splits of just how guys are doing against left-handed pitching and then ask them to just produce the lineup, not with the names, but just with those stat lines. And it's going to look different. So, you know, I think blending those two, the judgment of the manager, which is always going to be important, understanding the platoon splits, and then understanding you do want some continuity in the lineup on a day-to-day basis, you've got to take all those factors into consideration.
Is it more challenging for you approaching this season because Bruce Bochy is a manager with three world championships and a certain amount of gravitas, and he's entering the final year of his contract? So is it almost a little bit walking on eggshells for you the first year, just trying to make sure that everyone's comfortable with the new processes that are being put forward?
I don't anticipate that at all because, you know, in our early conversations, I mean, I've expressed, and it's genuine, it's not kind of manufactured, but, you know, I have tremendous respect for what Boach has accomplished here with the three world championships. He knows this roster and this organization as well as anybody. And, you know, I've been really, you know, encouraged and humbled that, you know, what he said about, you know, what he thinks I can bring to the table. So, you know, he's had a very, you know, and I'm not surprised by it, but he's been kind of very open-minded to what our conversations are going to be like. And, you know, having an exchange back and forth, not just on the day-to-day of you know, lineups and what we're doing on the pitching side, but frankly on the personnel side too, because, you know, the ability of the manager to give his opinions on potential free agents and trades, you know, should be part of the process as well.
Our guest is Farhan Zaidi, the president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. And I'm curious, obviously, you've heard the same things we've all read over the years about how it's difficult for the Giants to attract power in particular because of the ballpark that they play in. And in fact, even if they do attract power, it may not look quite as powerful playing next to a bay in an oddly sized ballpark. So I guess a two-part question here. Number one, is that something that's a big part of your decision-making? Knowing what the ballpark is, knowing that power doesn't necessarily play, does that affect your team building? And sort of part and parcel to that, is there ever any consideration of adjusting the ballpark to ease that stress of recruitment?
Yeah, I don't think there's any conversation about that, because at the end of the day, if your home ballpark has its idiosyncrasies, you should be able to construct a team, and the players should be able to, you know, interact with the ballpark in a way that creates a home field advantage for you. I mean, you know, baseball's the sport of the major sports that has the least of a home field advantage, and some of that is that, you know, ballparks are uniform everywhere. So if you have a more unique situation, hopefully you can create a roster, and hopefully the players can relate to the ballpark in a way that makes that an advantage for you. As far as the roster construction goes, you know, with respect to the ballpark, you know, clearly, you know, certain types of power play better than others. Guys with kind of right-handed hitters with pull power who can get to left field seats, that's probably, you know, the most accessible seats from a hitter standpoint in the ballpark. And if you've got a, you know, left-handed hitter who's got, more power to the alleys, you know, certainly that right center field alley, triples alley, you're going to lose a lot of home runs there for sure. So you try to look at those things, but at the same time, you got to go on the road and play 81 games in other ballparks. And when you're at home, the visiting team is playing in the same ballpark with the same conditions. So I don't think you want to psych yourself out and build a team that's maybe more catered to the ballpark, but not as talented as it might otherwise be, because then you're going to put yourself an advantage. Disadvantage when you go on the road. So it's definitely front of mind, and the guys here have done a really good job of creating ways to evaluate hitters in particular in terms of how they're going to play in our ballpark, but you've got to balance that with other factors as well.
Giants president of baseball operations Farhan Zaidi here on 95.7 The Game. Scouting is a big thing, obviously, when it comes to prospects. Philosophically, as you look at the Giants and what they've done before you arrived, do you see any areas of need as far as improvement goes, whether it's international scouts or the college game? Where do you think you can make the most inroads with the prospects in this team?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I think will help boost the farm system is a renewed emphasis on knowing the strike zone and plate discipline as far as the position players go. And again, I think this is some of where the trickle down from knowing the major league ballpark and, you know, particularly with right-handed hitters, making them pull conscious, knowing that's where they're going to be able to find the seats at the major league level, might be undermining their development in other ways. Because as I kind of look through the team's minor league stats, you know, you see a lot of very skewed walk to strikeout ratios, which is, you know, very, you know, the first indicator you look at when you're thinking about, you know, is this guy got good plate discipline or not? So I think renewing our emphasis on that and trying to get guys to balance those walk and strikeout ratios as they're coming up through the minor leagues. And if they have to sell out for power when they get to the major league level because of the ballpark, you know, that adjustment can be made on the fly. But certainly when guys are coming up through the system, would like to see better knowledge of the strike zone with the position players.
Hey, Farhan, what do you want Giants fans to know about you and who you are as a person and direction you're taking this organization?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I understand the perception that's out there about me, just as every public persona kind of has a perception created about them. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a competitor and, you know, I want to win. And so, you know, whatever fans say about analytics and, what a person emphasizes in their player acquisition strategy or anything else, to me, analytics are just a means to an end to winning ball games. And if your analytics aren't helping you winning games, then, you know, it's nothing other than a math exercise. So, you know, that's the message that I would want to give to our fans is, you know, I understand that fans, you know, you know, have an allegiance to this team and these players, but it's because they've won in the past. And ultimately, that's going to be our goal. We're competitive just as much as they are. We want to see this team turn things around in terms of the record and win ball games, and that's going to be our goal.
It's funny you put it that way, as our guest is Farhan Zaidi, president of baseball operations for the Giants. And I think most people listening to us know that he also spent considerable amount of time working in the A's organization with a man who I think probably tries to be the essence of combining the stat side and the baseball side. Just broadly speaking, what is the thing you feel like is the biggest takeaway from working alongside Billy Beane?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that Billy and I talked about a lot through the years, and, you know, even when I went down to LA, it was a continued topic of conversation, is, you know, build a roster every offseason that gives you a chance. And, you know, whether that's, you know, a 20% chance or an 80% chance, a lot of that is the competitive level of your division, what other teams are doing, and that you can't control. But what you can control is going through the off season, and even if you're in a period of a little bit of transition, getting to opening day with a roster that you feel can compete, because baseball is an unpredictable game. And, you know, every year teams come out of nowhere to surprise and compete for the playoffs or get into the playoffs. And you're doing yourself a disservice if you're not at least putting yourself in that kind of position. So even with the A's during, you know, the years from 2007 to 11, when we weren't in the playoffs, you know, you go back and look at those years, we made moves every offseason to try to make the major league team better. And, you know, we're playing 500 or over 500 ball late into each of those seasons. So, you know, that's definitely a lesson that I'm going to take into this situation as well.
How challenging will it be to rework this outfield? Because you look around the infield, whether it's Belt, Panic, Crawford, Longoria, pretty solid, Buster Posey, an elite catcher. But from an outfield standpoint, many question marks. How tough is it going to be in just one off season to rework this outfield?
You know, it's really a good question, but the way I look at it, and maybe it's a glass half full approach, but the toughest positions in baseball to fill are the premium defensive position. You're talking about catcher, shortstop, potentially third base being in that mix as well. If you give me the choice of what positions, you know, on the position player side, I'd have openings in and I'd need to fill, I'd say, give me the corner outfield and first base, you know, because that's where there are always good options. And when you're looking to improve your offense, there are always guys who can give you a little bit of that offensive spark, even if you are potentially giving away a little bit defensively. So, you know, love Steven Duggar as a guy who is going to be in our outfield mix for years to come, and certainly hope he comes into camp healthy, and he'll certainly be in that mix. You know, love the youth and athleticism that he brings to the table. And, you know, especially in this ballpark, having guys that can go get it is going to be critical. But, you know, there's going to be guys out there in both trade and free agency as far as the corner outfield spots go. So I feel pretty good that we're going to get those spots filled with guys who can help this team in 2019.
That is the voice of Farhan Zaidi, Giants president of baseball operations. Hey, man, we know this is a busy time of a big offseason for you. We very much appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Absolutely, guys. Anytime.